And then the sports guy says,
oh.
Up next, we got some exciting sports brought to you by Kevin O'Connor. It's going to be a good weekend here in the Brazos Valley with a big game coming at Texas A&M. He'll have more for you later right here on WTAW.
In about 10 minutes.
Wow. Does the whole tease for you, does he? Wow. That's not a bad deal.
That means I don't get paid, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, Chase would never do that. He'd just kind of leave Tom hanging. So.
Well, thank you for the heads up.
There,
I appreciate it.
Got that happening. Okay, so let's see. The conventions are over, and now we can get back to regular television.
Yes.
All that stuff that was on there.
All those commercials.
My head hurt, but I listened because I felt like I needed to, but my head hurt. I was really tired of that by the time 9 o'clock rolled around, and I had another hour and 10 minutes to go. But anyhow, so that convention's over, and now everybody goes out and starts
finding something else to complain about.
That's true. And the thing is that there's, this is not a swing state, so we're not going to get bombarded with the presidential commercials, at least on the local level. We might get some on the national level, so that'll be nice. We'll get a little breather from that before our local type races come in, and they will come in.
I do have to share a picture that I saw on the Facebook.
It said
is that Facebook,
your Facebook page?
Yes. No, okay. Well, one of my friends had put this up. It said, how you see their candidate, and it was Darth Vader, like, with his hand up, like, how Hitler.
Right.
And then it was like, how you see your candidate, and it was a picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then it said, how both the candidates really are, and it was Jar Jar Binks making a thumbs up with his tongue hanging out.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Pretty fair, yeah. Last night, Joe Biden tried to, in his speech, say that Mitt Romney was not a bad guy, and, he got people to not boo too much. And actually, Joe Biden gave a pretty good speech. It was
It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, I thought it was. He is able to certainly evoke some empathy in the way that he speaks, and because he did have a background that's very difficult. Obviously, he lost his wife and a child in an accident. He's remarried, and he spoke to his wife first before the rest of the convention from the stage, which I thought was pretty neat.
That was cool.
And but what happened too, and I don't know if we'll hear stories about this or not, but the logistics that were caused with them moving the speech inside.
Well, they had to jostle another 50,000 people. They said, sorry, can't come.
Right, exactly. And actually, they had a little bit of that problem the night before on Wednesday night. They closed the doors at 8:15 Eastern time. That meant that, and that's almost 2 hours. Well, it is. It was more than 2 hours before Clinton took the stage. And, there were members of Congress who could not get in.
Ooh, I bet you that went over well.
Yeah, but the deal is it's the fire marshal. Fire marshal says, I don't care who you are, you can't get in. So I don't know logistically how they got that worked out, and I haven't heard any stories about it today, but it will be interesting to find out. And, again, because it was going to be that big, they were trying to bus a lot of kiddos in, I know, to try to experience a political national convention.
Because that's so much fun.
Well, yeah, at least they could say they'd been there. It's kind of like, root canal surgery.
Ooh, sign me up. Yes. Let's go twice.
It's like everybody's going to have their wisdom teeth out. Let's have a practice one.
So they did that. So there's some people who probably were a little bit disappointed over that situation. But I don't know that there's much else that you could do. And that's really about all people are talking about. Actually, you had that story this morning, too, in Texas that they're going to look for. We have a new education commissioner, in case you didn't know, Roger Williams. He's had the job for about a week. And No Child Left Behind, huh? They're wanting to not be a part of the expenses involved in that.
Yeah, so it's like a big giant do-over.
Yeah, and so we'll see how that happens. And obviously, they're going to change the standardized tests in Texas, and that's something that I'm sure the politicians are going to have to look at, because I know that there are a lot of teachers on the ground who are not happy.
As someone who has multiple friends that are teachers and has gone to public school, I have some kind of strong opinions about those.
Oh, all right. We'll look forward to that.
I don't think anybody likes them, though.
No,
that's
true.
Kind of across the board.
It is, but the other thing is, and we'll be talking to the state representative and the state representatives and the state senator as well as as the Texas House and Senate get into session in January about what they're going to do, because they haven't fixed financing yet. They haven't fixed school financing yet, and they're waiting for the courts to solve the problem for them, which is, kind of the easy way out. But we've danced that dance for, 20 years or so and still don't have it right. So We will chat with them, but I know that there are teachers who are concerned about that and the funding.
Cuts. And there's so much squirrely business going on. I mean, do we blame if kids are not performing well in school according to like the way that the teachers have been told they have to teach?
Mm-hmm.
And then people fire the teachers or blame the teachers because the kids are not doing well. Do we fire policemen when there are more criminals? Mm. You know, I mean, it just doesn't really make sense.
I like that squirrely business.
Yes.
You pretty well just lined it up
right
there.
I think that's perfect.
And we will. Obviously, we'll be talking about that a lot as time goes on. All right, 646.